This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Welcome to episode 9 of BirdieCast. This week we have two guests, including Maya and myself, obviously are your favorite BirdieCast hosts, and this week we're talking about caddies.
Yep, so we have Emily Childs and Chichi Roja. Nope, got it wrong.
Almost Roja.
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 There you go.
Yep. Roja. So, we're talking about caddies this week, and we invited both of you because I feel like you guys have some good stories, and I just wanted to ask you guys questions. So, right off the bat, any good stories?
I have a lot of caddy stories, but I guess generally when I get to a golf course, I like to get a volunteer caddy because real caddies are kind of expensive. So let's see, I have quite a few. There's one, my first year I turned pro, I was playing on the Canadian tour, and normally I just push my cart because my cart really doesn't talk back and she's out of my mind.
One step ahead all the time.
Exactly. Sometimes she's sassy, but so I was playing in in Windsor, so in Canada, and I got to the course and my dad gave me a call. He's like, you know what, you're tired, you've been on tour for a while, I got you a caddy. And I said, I don't want a caddy, you know, I'll be fine without one. He's like, I got you a caddy, he's waiting for you at the club. And so I said, I don't want a caddy, and he's like, he's already there. So anyway, I get to the course and I get out my clubs, walk up, and there is a gentleman standing outside the pro shop, kind of decked out in all loudmouth with a huge handlebar mustache. And I walk past him and I'm like, oh man, I was like, hopefully he's not my caddy. Anyway, I head inside and I, you know, talk to the pro shop. I'm like, I'm looking for my caddy. And they're like, yeah, he's, you know, standing right outside waiting for you. And I go outside and I'm like, oh man, this should be interesting. And I end up meeting him and he's French Canadian, so he's got a really thick accent. And so I meet him, he's really outgoing, we have a practice round, and he's like sharing all the places not to go on the course, and I mean, just like, really nice man. And so I definitely judged him at first, and we played the first two rounds, I played really well, and the last, there's only two rounds in the Canadian Tour events. And I finished my second round really well, and I ended up tying one of the girls for the win. So we had a playoff, and he ended up being like such a positive guy for me, and like he's so funny and silly, and he had these crazy outfits. But I ended up winning in the third playoff hole with this guy, and so that was really awesome. Yeah, so I ended up winning with him. So you never really know what you're gonna get playing on tour, but generally it. Well, that time it turned out really, really well.
Yeah, that's one of the positive stories.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, normally I try to get, I like high schoolers or young kids because, you know, they're kind of quiet, just carry the bag.
Yeah.
And they're not like, you know, the older golfer groupie type.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Trying to give you advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, or tell you what to hit each hole or like, you know.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I had local caddies in Europe that they wanted to help you so much that they just grabbed the club out of your bag. And they're like, oh, here you go. And I'm like, no, that's not the shot I'm going to hit.
Yeah.
And I, like, he didn't even know where, like, we met a day before.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he just decided that's what it's going to be. And he barely spoke English. So when I told him, like, okay, please stay here or do this, it's like, okay. He was shaking his head. It's like, no, you didn't get it.
No.
You didn't get it. And then so, there was one time, it was a really hilly course, and I had a tour bag with me that time. I don't know why. But so I was like, I can't fire him middle of the round because I'm not going to carry that thing. I just have to put up with him and, you know, just keep going, just walk ahead so I don't really have to, like, hear where to miss or where not to miss.
Sometimes,
But yeah, you just got to push it through
with
the time.
No, for sure. I think, so for our listeners, so on the Symmetra Tour, you're not actually required to have a caddy. Mm-hmm. We can use push carts or carry your own bag. or you can hire a caddy, or mm-hmm. they have like local caddies that you can get at the golf course that are usually like members or mm-hmm. like you were saying, younger teenagers that just want to be part of the tournament. And it can be hit or miss because you just never know. It switches, sure. you know, it's different people each week and can be people that just want to be a part of the experience, or it can be somebody that wants to really give advice. So it really depends. Sure. There's a lot of different experiences. I know I had, it was actually junior golf. I had a volunteer caddy, and it was this kid who I swear he had never stepped foot on a golf course. Like, he was awful. And I've never fired a caddy except for him. Wow. After nine holes, I was like, you can leave. Like, I paid him, and I just
was... How old was he?
He was probably, like, 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he upset, or was just like,
no,
okay,
I mean, he
on.
Didn't care at all, because I still paid him for the whole day, so oh. he was like, he did
right, I got my
half
money.
The, right. yeah, exactly,
I
half the work for all the money, so, yeah. So, it was, yeah, after nine holes, I was like, this is not working, so, but.
I've had a girl ask me how to rake a bunker once.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I was like, I got it.
I got it. Yeah.
Don't worry
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
That was like a volunteer. Just, oh. That that's sweet, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. One week, my caddy went into rake the bunkers, and then it was just so bad. But I mean, I had to go and putt, and I had to go right. get ready. That the cart guy, the scorer
oh,
guy
no.
who follows us around, he just goes into the to the bunker and rakes it after oh. after my caddy.
Cleaning up after
and
the caddy.
Like, every hole we hit into the bunker and
oh
do it.
God.
But he was so busy, he didn't say a word. I
yeah, he's
just
around. Like, that's not well done. Aw, well, that's nice of him.
I have a couple of friends on Twitter that actually type up a list for the volunteer caddies. Oh,
really?
Of rules, and I think it's so smart because...
It is.
Like a caddy guide.
Yeah, I
yeah.
had a caddy this year before that, you know, they walk on the greens and they're like almost stepping in your line. You're
yeah.
like, don't step on
you have
on
a heart
line.
Attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey,
they just don't
like,
know basic etiquette.
Yeah. He can't
yes.
stand behind me. Do you, or,
yeah.
you know, do you mind, like, moving?
Right.
And, you know, it's long.
Isn't that the three-up rule?
Yeah.
Show up, shut up, keep up.
The
yeah.
three ups
yeah.
of caddying.
Yeah.
yeah. The three
yeah.
ups.
That's no, exactly. Smart. That's really smart, though. So you just,
yeah.
like, get that out of the way. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of them just don't. I feel like there's a big difference mm-hmm. between like tournament golf etiquette and just recreational golf etiquette.
For sure, and you don't
so.
Want to worry about, you know, your caddy walking in someone else's line or like
yeah.
getting walking behind when someone else is hitting you.
Yeah.
You start feeling bad. So.
Right.
Yeah, because
exactly.
you feel responsible for your
yeah.
caddy. Mm-hmm. Right.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I had a caddy, sort of a volunteer caddy. So in LPGA Monday qualifiers, he didn't really volunteer as much as he was chosen, but. So Monday qualifiers for the LPGA, you're required to have caddies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I showed up for one.
I didn't either. I showed up too. And it was, I had it, I don't know how, but like I just randomly ran into a guy and he was like, oh, I'll caddy for you for free. And so I had him, but then there was a rain delay, so we had to come back the next day and this guy couldn't caddy for me. So we were on like 11. When we came back the next day
mm-hmm.
and we had to continue playing, and I showed up to number 11 ready to play golf without my caddy that I had yesterday, and the other player was like, you need a caddy, like you
oh,
can't
no.
play without a caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this guy walking, he was just watching us play. I was like, hey, you want a caddy for me? And he was great.
So
Jim
random.
Yeah. But it was so, he was the only one really walking around, and he, bless his heart,
lucky
was like
man.
He was in his like loafers, like Sperry's, like totally not ready to walk to caddy a golf course, and he was kind of dragging at the end there.
Oh, no.
Did he have to carry your bag?
He had
yeah.
to carry the
but
bag.
Only 8 holes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Only
right,
holes.
But he,
yeah.
was still,
wow.
he was still dragging. But I got into the playoff, which I then found another player to caddy for me for the playoff. But
that's
maybe I should have
awesome.
Kept him because I
yeah,
didn't make it.
Well.
Yeah,
wow.
He was great. He was just so happy to like be a part of it.
That's
but
a great
it was an
story.
Interesting.
Shout
like,
out to what? Jim?
Yeah.
Jim?
Yep.
Great guy, Jim.
Yeah, he was a trooper for sure. It was great. So.
Yeah, it's amazing the awesome people you meet through having caddies as well. I mean, you may
yeah.
get the weird circumstances, but like for instance, my Canadian caddy, he says happy birthday to me before anyone else.
Oh,
I mean, like, and they end up being like, you know, family friends.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about? I've never really done that, but how do you go about getting a volunteer caddy at a Symmetra Tour event?
Yeah, you just sign up. I think you just call the pro shop beforehand, and then they
Or you can like email the caddy master.
Okay.
Yep. But they fill up pretty fast. Yeah, actually,
I didn't get one this week.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah.
I signed up this morning a little late, and they said, "Oh yeah, we can put you on the waiting list." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Waiting list, great.
Yeah.
But now my pro and partners, they got me a caddy from their club, so I'm like,
"Oh,
well,
nice.
That's nice! I can't wait to meet him."
Great.
Yeah, that's great.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
The past few weeks, I had either someone from my prom group or my host dad or like someone I stayed with or met. So it's been really nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
Have you guys, so you've had pro-am players caddy for you before? Because that's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
A few times, actually.
Yeah.
They are really cool because they asked, like, oh, so are you here on your own? Like, is anyone going to caddy for you? Going to push your car? You're going to carry the bag? What's going to happen? I'm like, well, you know, I'm always looking for some help.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
You usually get it.
Yeah, that's great. That's never happened to me.
Pro-amps?
Yeah.
No,
I usually
use maybe jokingly they'll say that, but then I know they're not, like,
they're not serious.
I can feel they're not,
Yeah. Okay.
Nice, that was good timing.
You just need to pull your puppy eyes, like,
please.
No, I'm not like that. You know,
Chi Chi's like, I have no shame.
I'll do it. Just need to show more cleavage.
That's the key.
That's not gonna work.
It's the zipper.
It's just not gonna work. It's not in my jeans. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so this week, since we have four people, we're gonna play a team version of
questions only.
Questions only.
Question master.
I don't know.
That's
questions only.
Yeah, I like that name.
So, the scenario is?
Caddy and player meet for the first time.
Okay.
Correct. So, Maya and Emily are going to be one team. They're going to be the player. And then Chi Chi and I, Chilla, or Hun Princess, we're going to be the caddy. Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all want to start off?
Okay.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
On your mark.
Get it.
All right. Any question? How old are you?
It's like an interrogation.
How old are you?
I mean, how are you?
Is that what you... Hold on. Is that what you think when you meet people for the first time?
You just told me to ask a question.
I wonder how old they are.
Shake hands.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're a teenage caddy.
Yeah.
Oh, we're a kid. We're a kid caddy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a child.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
That's now part of the scenario. Got it.
Player meets kid caddy.
How are you doing?
How heavy is your bag?
Are we playing 18 today?
Are we? That's bad.
We are not doing this.
I feel like we have work to do on that game.
Yeah.
I still haven't. I can like think of questions and then they disappear when like you look at me.
Just, like, I was just observing them and then I was completely zoned out that I'm in the team as well.
Oh,
like,
wait.
Oh, right. I'm supposed to be the backup player.
Oh, right.
Are we starting on the front nine? Oh, there you go.
Do you know the pin locations for the week?
Do you want to try again? No.
Do you want to try again?
No. That was a great game.
I'm never letting you live that down. Just so you know, I will no longer ask you how are you. It's going to be how old are you?
Hey, Emily, how old are you?
Oh, hey.
This came out.
I maybe didn't have a full understanding of the game. That's fine. That's fine. No worries.
I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm sometimes hesitant about getting a volunteer caddy or just a caddy in general when you're not really required to. Well, first, because it costs money. But also, I just feel like, you know, I can just drag around my bag myself. And I just sometimes don't feel like the potential pros of having a caddy outweigh the potential cons as well. Because they can kind of screw up sometimes.
I mean, sometimes the course, the elevations and all the hills you have to climb up, it's nice so you don't need to worry about your bag and all this stuff, like cleaning the clubs and everything. And if it's raining, like they're holding the umbrella and keeping everything dry.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have someone who takes care of all that and just focus on your game.
That's
where the 3-up rule comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just tell him, like, okay, I don't need your advice. Like, just care to thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah, you just have to make sure the person kind of knows the rules. I mean, sometimes it's even more of a distraction if someone's, you know, kind of always walking when you're hitting, or maybe doing the wrong things. You're more worried about them than actually playing. So you got to make sure, you know, to see both sides, figure out what you need. And
not getting on golf carts.
Yes. It happened
a few times that the volunteer caddies didn't know that, and we get penalties for that.
Yep.
Weren't there like
no
three,
caddies on
three
the golf
last
course?
Week?
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah.
I hopped in a golf cart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so
you get
a score
DQ
golf
for that?
Mm-hmm.
You get 2 strokes penalty.
Two strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes they just, or like there was it on the web.com or the PGA they showed where the caddy was like in the hazard and like picked up the ball and was like, oh, here it is. But you can't pick up the ball.
Really?
So you gotta, yeah. So there's things like that, or like I had a caddy that was like an inch away from stepping on my ball.
Oh yeah.
So that's a little stressful.
I was talking to a girl earlier today and she had a caddy where she was, you know, the caddy was holding the pin, you know, for a long putt, tending the pin, and the ball was looking good, but he didn't take the pin out, but it lipped out.
Oh, okay.
She was never happy to lip out a putt like ever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I played with a player last year and she asked her caddy to tend the pin. She had a long putt, it was probably like 45 feet and it was a big breaker, and she ended up putting and he wasn't, I don't know, it was just kind of one of those brain farts, but she ended up putting it and he wasn't quite there yet, and she ended up making the putt and then had to take the penalty because he wasn't there.
No.
I said good putt because I didn't even realize.
Was
maybe
it
you don't notice
French
that.
Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And
yeah,
you feel so bad. Like the caddy was there, like, oh, I think just anyway, that was a bummer.
That's,
you gotta have someone who knows the game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the basics for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you guys ever do like daddy caddies or friends on the bag?
I had to. Yeah, I can't do it. Well, I love when my dad's on the back, he just gets too into it, and then I need someone who's really, you know, less emotional than me, and he's really into it.
Yeah.
But I love
that makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, and then I've also noticed when I have, you know, family members or like my husband caddy, then I end up, if things don't go right, I end up maybe blaming them a little bit more than I should, and then I'm not nice to them. So yeah, I don't really have family caddy. I know you have your boyfriend though.
Were you
soon?
Yeah, I did.
Oh no, not anymore.
No, I had the past 2 years he was caddying for me.
Okay.
And it was really nice. I mean, we got to spend a lot of time together, and he was really into caddying, maybe sometimes a little too much.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a fun time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone who knows me and my game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is
a lot of time to spend with each other, though. I mean, you're like on the course all the time, and then off the course together. I feel like that would be kind of difficult. Because I know there's some players on the LPGA that have, I mean, their husbands on the bag or boyfriends on the bag, but
you definitely have to be more submissive. I mean, if you're a caddy.
Yeah.
So if you wear the pants, I mean, you got to switch.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're the boss.
Yeah.
So
it's just the nature of the...
Yeah. No, for sure.
Did you ever had a fixed caddy in Europe when you were playing there?
So I played my rookie in European tour, and the first 3 or 4 events, I had a friend coming with me from Hungary.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to, like, you know, start my professional career on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first tournament in New Zealand and then, like, Morocco, so I had to go all over the place. And I found a friend who had some time, and then that was really fun. That was really nice. But then, I mean, he had a real job, so he had to go back to work. But, it was great not to, like, be out there on your own and learn everything on your own, so it was cool. And I was able to talk to someone in Hungarian, you know.
That's true. That's gotta be nice.
There's not many of you out here. Are you the only one?
I'm the only Hungarian.
There's so many of you out here.
The only one I know, so I don't know. I'm back in Europe.
I'm the only
girl
professional. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Men or women, right?
Well, there are a few guys playing on many tours and
that are on a legit tour, I'll put it that way.
harsh.
Well, no, like, come on, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm the only American, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm not American, then. I don't know why I am.
Aren't you Swedish, Park?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm Swedish, but...
No,
oh, my God. Maya is definitely American.
I'm kidding.
Definitely American. No.
So I'm wondering, with this friend that you took on European tour then for the first, what, four events? Did he caddy before?
Well, he was also a pretty good player in Hungary, I think. He won maybe a Hungarian championship before that, but...
Okay.
It's
like a good amateur player?
Yeah, he was a good amateur, but I don't think he ever, like, seriously caddied or anything.
So did you have to train him a little bit? Well, I guess for you it was new, too, to go
on
tour.
Well, it was new for me, so we were out there, two rookies, two newbies, trying to figure out how it is. But it was really nice, actually, the practice rounds I played with players who've been out there for a few years, and we talked, and that was really nice, too, that they helped me out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone likes to... help and talk about it, but it was really good.
That's true.
Aww.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things that I'm like most nervous for. Like when you make it to the LPGA, you have to have a caddy every week, and trying to find one.
They have them at the tournaments, so you can
still do local caddies. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, having a consistent friend or something out there with you.
Because I think a really good caddy can save you shots.
Difference.
Yeah.
Right. And then also someone who knows all the courses, who's been on tour for years. I mean,
that's
really
true,
you don't
too.
Have to do as much work.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Although I still don't trust a caddy to get all my yardages. And my putts are like,
nope.
Yeah. No. I want them to, because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I like to do everything
mm-hmm.
as well, but
mm-hmm.
to have like...
Like a backup.
Like a second
opinion.
Yeah. But I wouldn't ever let somebody like do everything, because then if it's wrong, I'll just like totally blame myself for not double checking everything.
I caddied once in the U.S. Junior for a girl. I was at my home course, and I did the wind, I did the yardages, I did everything, and I was exhausted.
Yeah.
She just listened to me. I was so surprised. It was awesome. But
yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of work as a caddy. I mean, I understand why they get paid. I mean, I could not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, that's
a
true.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caddied for a friend for Canadian Q School. And I was so excited, like, I got the job, like, 2 weeks before it.
You were preparing.
And so, yeah, we, like, sit down, had a beer, like, had a talk, like, so, how do you think on the course? Like, what do you like, what you don't like? We were talking for, like, hours. And then, on the practice round and everything, I got the yardage, I got the wind, and I just, like, you know, told him everything, and he made a decision. But then, he was not used to caddies, right? And...
Mm.
I mean, I wasn't sure what he needs or what he wants,
mm-hmm.
and we just overdid it. Like,
he
asked for too much. I mean, I tried to give him, you know, as much as I could, but he just, like, needed to go out there and just, okay, that's the yardage, hit the shot, because he knew, like, how to play golf, because that's why he was there. But it was really fun to see it from the other side, you know, that you're a little powerless, though, because you're not hitting the actual shots.
Yeah.
But you can, I mean... You can do as much as you can, but in the end, it's not you.
No, that's true.
But it was a lot of fun, and I think he helped me kind of realize what I want in the caddy one day.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
I can see
that.
But
I mean, I know my game. I don't need to put so much pressure on my caddy. I just need someone who like
mm-hmm.
chit-chats with me, takes
mm-hmm.
care of the bag and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if I really have a question, if I really need something, then I ask.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a golfer. I know what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
exactly.
almost under those circumstances if you're in a huge event, because I know I played in really big events and I have a friend caddy, and I almost rely on them too much because I'm so nervous and I don't trust myself yet.
Yeah.
And then you're asking them to read every putt, and then you're questioning yourself and your own game. So it's like a little bit too much information. So
you
really just kind of have
it
to
throws
trust.
You off.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You have to go back to what brought you there.
Yeah. Exactly. No, that makes sense. But it's fun sometimes out here, like if a player misses the cut and their friend made the cut.
Yeah.
Like they'll caddy for their friend sometimes.
Cool.
I think
I did that one
fun.
Time. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And you're still involved.
Yeah.
You don't feel like a loser. like putting by yourself on
Sunday.
Thank
you.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, no, especially if you're going...
I've been there.
If you're going like week to week though, and you like have somebody that you're traveling with that made the cut, like you can't leave yet, so you might as well have something to do.
Yeah, it's always fun to keep up and being
still
into
a part of it.
Yeah, still part of it. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, from that one time caddying, I really learned that, you know, from a caddy perspective, you just really have to give more confidence to your player, whether that player is asking a question or just saying to you whatever their shot is.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I don't know, if you're on the green, it's like, okay, I think it's going to be inside right. And then you just say, yes, 100%.
It doesn't even have to be right.
As no.
Yeah, yeah, as long as...
It turns out right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as the player is like 100% in. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's sometimes, I feel like, not really that confident with caddies because I don't want them to say like, oh, I don't know, or like, sure, I don't know, I don't like that. I like need a lot of energy.
Yeah. I love it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, I had the opposite, not my caddy, but in my group, and he was like, oh, baby, I love that line. Oh,
really?
Like, oh, that is perfect.
Oh,
shoot for the stars. Oh, that is
shoot
amazing.
For the stars.
And I was out there like, oh, gee, like how can you take that? Like. And she liked it. I guess that's what she needed. But I was like, wait, that's way too much.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that is perfect. What a beautiful roll you put on that butt.
Yeah. That's a little
okay,
much, baby.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
It's also frustrating when you have someone in your group who has a caddy and they're talking out loud so loud, whether it's in English or a different language.
Oh, man.
Shut up!
Yeah!
I don't want to hear it all! Or like, you're getting ready to hit, and they're still talking so loud, and you're like, oh man. And then you gotta glare at them, or you sit and glare at them, and then you kind of feel like a bitch. You're like,
oh, I could totally see that you're
know,
doing that.
Please stop talking.
That's really
mental
funny.
Note.
Anyway.
I have to pay attention to that.
It's always, you get everything out here, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially being on tour for a while.
Yeah.
You've seen it all.
Yeah. Seen it all.
Okay, that was pretty good, I think.
Cool.
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah.
On
thanks
the show.
For having on, guys.
Yeah, this is great.
You guys have some good stories.
We
appreciate it.
We gotta work on our questioning. So.
You know, I think we need to find a new game because
we'll find a new game.
Week number three that we just have not been able to execute.
Yeah, we'll find another game.
I had fun.
It was fun. It's always a
you
good.
You still
laugh.
Feel nervous?
No.
Good.
Like a conversation. Yay.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yay.
Fantastic. Okay, so
next week
is reshuffle
episode 10. Ooh. episode number 10. Wow.
Episode number 10. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah,
reshuffle.
The reshuffle. Yeah. Every 10th episode we do the reshuffle.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll go back on, you know, other episodes and kind of rehash on those topics and if you have more stories or anything like that.
Yep.
The second part will be bloopers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please rate and review us.
How do you do that again?
You scroll down and hit 5 stars.
Boom.
Boom.
There you go.
That's it.
And you can write a review.
And write a review.
Boom.
And boom. Yep. And follow us on Instagram
at
BirdieCast.
BirdieCast.
And we have an email account if you have any questions, concerns, topics, ideas,
shout outs. Just want to drop
BirdieCast@gmail.com.
BirdieCast@gmail.com.
Look for us next Tuesday.
Yeah. Thanks for listening
to BirdieCast.